This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And he quotes me another verse from verse number 9 of the same gospel, Saint Gospel, chapter number 14. He says, what about that verse which says, he that hath seen me has seen the Father? I say again, sir, you are a learned person. Please look in the context. The sense of the context is, knowing God is seeing God. In a spiritual sense, not in a physical sense. If you know God Almighty, you have seen Him. In the language of the Bible, it is the choice of words. Otherwise, the same gospel, it says in Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 37. It says, no man has ever seen God, nor has heard God's voice. No man has ever seen God Almighty, according to the same Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 37. And he was quiet. Another incident of one of the missionary, the Christian missionary, I was discussing with him. And he told me and emphasizing that Jesus is the Son of God. I didn't take that in a literal sense, because as rightly Reverend Dr. Joseph says, that everyone, the good and the bad,
we are all God's children,
are the children of God. And the Bible says and mentions sons by tongues in that matter. If you read book of Genesis chapter 6 verse 2, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. It's mentioned in book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 22. Israel is my son, even my firstborn. If you read book of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 7. David is my begotten son. This day have I begotten thee. If you read Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verse 38. Adam is the son of God. And if you read book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, whoever follows God Almighty are the sons of God, in the language of the Bible. And he agrees with me, but he says that Jesus is not like that. Everyone was made by God. Adam and everything was made by God. But Jesus is not like that. Jesus is the begotten Son of God. Begotten, not made. I say, what are you trying to emphasize? What are you trying to emphasize by saying that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is begotten. Begotten, not made. And he has no answer. I said, begetting is an animal act, followed by the animal function of sex. How can we attribute such a lowly attribute to God Almighty, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he beget a son? And Allah reacts in the glorious Quran. Allah reacts very, very strongly. Allah says in Surah Maryam, Surah number 19, ayat number 88 to 92. Allah Bari Ta'ala says, وَقَالُ اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدَا, and they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has begotten a son, Ar-Rahman has begotten a son, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. It is the most heinous thing. It is the worst thing that they could utter. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ يَتَفَتَّرْنَ مِنُهُ. If the sky has the feeling that you and me have, it would have burst out. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ. If the earth has the sense that you and me have, it would have split into asunder. وَتُخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا. And the mountains, if it has the feeling that you and me have, it will fall down into utter ruin. أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدَا. That you say, the most gracious, the most pure has begotten a son. And I am asking him, sir, do you know that in the King James Version, in the King James Version, what you are telling me, what you are quoting me is there, as you have quoted me in Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. It says that God Almighty has begotten a son. That for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, begotten, not made, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This word begotten has been thrown out from the Revised Standard Version. This Revised Standard Version was revised by 32 scholars of highest eminence, backed by 50 cooperating denominations. They are telling us that that word begotten was not found in the original manuscripts, because this belongs to the most ancient manuscripts. I say Alhamdulillah, they are coming closer. They are coming closer. One of the Father Chaco, this Monday I happened to meet him. And during the discussion, he was explaining me the concept of God in Christianity. And he introduced the concept of Trinity. The concept of Trinity. And he started saying that it is a mystery, but we believe. I say, God Almighty, he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says, God Almighty is not the author of confusion. He does not want people to be confused. God Almighty made things very clear. No mystery. Clear, solid facts. God Almighty is very clear in proclaiming the message that there should not be any confusion to the people. Because the basic need for creating all the humans is to worship Him. And if we are confused in worshipping Him, then what is the purpose? There is no point. That is the reason God Almighty is not the author of confusion, as the Bible says. And He says, and quotes me, the Catechism of the Church. And the Catechism of the Church is, Father is God, Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. But these three are not three gods, but only one God. And He quotes, He goes further. He says, Father is Almighty, Son is Almighty, and Holy Ghost is Almighty. But they are not three Almighty, but only one Almighty. He quotes further that God Almighty is the person, and Son is the person, and the Holy Ghost is the person. But they are not three persons, but only one person. I say, what language is this? Is this English? Sounds English, but it's not. Person, 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 but not three persons, but only one person. Only one person. And he gives me the example, as Reverend Dr. Joseph, he says that being one person, he can be a principal, he can be the father, and he can be the husband.
In different roles. A single God in different roles.
I say, all right, you can be the person playing different roles. But the God Almighty and the Jesus Christ and Holy Ghost are three distinct features. When you think about God Almighty, you don't have that mental picture of the Son. When you think about the Son, you don't have that mental picture of the Holy Ghost. When God Almighty, He says that He has no partners or peers, how can we go in those mysteries and interpret ourselves that God Almighty has a partner? Moreover, if the Father, He knows something from that person, the husband also knows it, and the principal also knows it. But not in the case of God Almighty and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him, He says in Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verse 32, He says that on that day, knoweth no man, no, not the angel, neither the Son, but the Father only. Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him, He is trying to say that His knowledge is limited. He is not all-knowing, but His Father who is in heaven is all-knowing. And Father is a metaphorical term. He is not a literal Father. For example, in the courts, we say, the advocates, they say that my Lord, that does not make that Lord a God. That does not make that Lord a God. In the same way, Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him, and the people at that time, as the Bible says in Matthew chapter 23 verse 9, that do not call anyone your father on the face of the earth, but your Father is one that is in heaven. This is the choice of words they used to use. It does not have that physical relevance.